Welcome to another edition of Steady Ground Replay, your faith soundtrack. Hi, everybody. I'm Randy Miller. So happy you've joined us for the next 2 hours of the music that built our faith, the songs that encouraged us, challenged us, and pointed us to Jesus. Thanks for making us part of your weekend. Today, we'll hear from Michael W. Smith, Avalon, Keith Green, DeGarmo and Key, Stephen Curtis Chapman, David Meese, and much more. And we'll also have our 70s Heritage Moment song, and in hour two, we'll feature the music from Whiteheart. And we'll finish today's show with our praise and worship song of the week. Let's get started with Michael W. Smith from 1990, a song that hit number one on the Billboard Christian Albums chart. Go West, Young Man, on Steady Ground Replay. In a world that feels like shifting sand, these songs are the anchor for our souls. Find encouragement from fellow believers and podcasts at our new website, steadygroundministry.org.
You look through temples of time to see you right where you stand. He emptied all of himself so he could give hope and meaning to
that he was dying to say.
Steady Ground Replay with Point of Grace from 1995 and a song that climbed all the way to number one on Christian radio. That's Dying to Reach You. Here comes Michael Card from 1988. The song reached number 14 on the Contemporary Christian Hits chart. That's What Faith Must Be on Steady Ground Replay.
Soul, to be guided by a hand I cannot hold, to trust in a way that I cannot see, that's what faith must be. When the universe fell from his fingertips, he decided he wanted some fellowship, but the man and the woman would not submit. So he made a better way. When the moment was right, he sent his own son, and he opened the way so that everyone could have hope and believe that when time was done, he'd be able to make us one. To hear with my heart, to see with my soul, to be guided by a hand I cannot hold, to trust in a way that I cannot see, that's what faith must be. Understand that there is a key. It's Jesus in me, a reality. That God is in Christ and that Christ's in me. That with faith I see what is unseen. To hear with my heart, to see with my soul, to be guided by a hand I cannot hold. Trust in a way that I cannot see. That's what faith must be. That's what faith must be.
Here's fellow believer Mark Abla on ways to deepen your faith.
I think I really do believe it. It is really through prayer and through the connection and the Word. I think we're flippant with our prayer and sometimes selfish with our prayer. But I think in these cases, it's more time in prayer. And he taught us how. I mean, he laid it out there for us. And then we get critical of ourselves and then we find ourselves spiraling out of control as well. And we're forgetting the fact that the disciples that he built his entire church on fell asleep while he was getting ready, you know, while he was sweating blood, right? They fell asleep and we get critical of ourselves and forget that. So I think really it's through a significant prayer life, and both in when things are going well and things are going poorly, it has to be both.
Find Mark's podcast and many others to deepen your faith at our new website, steadygroundministry.org.
Going deeper with Christ, Steady Ground Replay.
just all makes sense with your last breath. During history's darkest hour,
Steady Ground Replay with Avalon from 2004. The song peaked at number 2 on the Christian Inspirational Charts. You Were There. Music on the way from Jenny Owens, Keith Green, and DeGarmo and Key on Steady Ground Replay.